Welcome everybody to the Lifecast. My name is Deanna Manassian. We're here with a lovely group of people. This is a real cold open. We got Sydney.
Hello.
We got Pat.
Hey.
And we got Dan.
Hi.
How's everyone doing tonight?
I'm tired.
Pretty angry. Good.
Me too, Sydney.
Over literally nothing.
Everybody's got them. Everyone's got those days. That's what Hannah Montana taught us. So, what's been on your radar?
What is with this, like, Dr. Phil tone you got?
I'm trying. I'm trying to be a little bit more organized.
You're starting to sound a little bit like Larry King.
I'm sorry.
It's not a bad thing, but like Larry King is like an old man who talks on the TV.
I'll try to be more hashtag relatable. Catch me on Snapchat at Knurt-T.
Cash me outside, how about that?
Cash me outside, how about that? This is the Lifecast. We're relatable. We got memes.
Memes.
So how about that Overwatch, guys?
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a
that
thing.
I put way too much time into.
I was playing it yesterday.
Same.
And Dave and I was doing like bot matches to improve my aim. Because Dave and I were playing, just the two of us, and he was like, he was spectating me, like on his death cam or whatever. And he was like, "You need to work on your aim a lot." Which, you know, it's a bit of a crushing blow.
I feel.
So he's like, okay, let's go into trading and, like, I'll see what I can tell you to do. So I did. And he was like, yeah, you first of all, you need to, like, work on not starting and stopping the mouse so harshly. Because the way he equated my mouse movements was it looked like I was using a controller on PC. Because I would start, like, really fast and then slow down and then stop really harshly as well. And I kind of fixed that a little bit. And then I realized I need to support my arm while playing Overwatch because my wrist cramped up after like 2 minutes.
Ow.
Yeah. Before I even got the game, like the 2 weeks where I knew that like there's a PC in my future in the next month, I watched a lot of technical Overwatch videos. And one of the big things that they said that like people who actually play the game do is they'll play with their wrist raised. And I tried to do that recently. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I did notice a distinct, like, change in how my mouse moved. It was weird. It's like, is this worth it? Because I don't play competitive. Absolutely not. But, God, this is really good to know.
Yeah. I at least want to get better. I don't want to do competitive. But I want to see, like, a linear growth.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then I, like, we were talking about this earlier, and I would just like to put it out there that even though there are things in Overwatch that are hitscan, and even though they updated the game to work at, like, 60 hertz, kilohertz, whatever.
Something 60, like that. 60 hertz.
Yeah, 60 hertz. It does not feel hitscan at all. I don't know if it's, like, the way they're communicating with the servers or anything, but, like, I know there are hitscan heroes. Okay, don't come after me and be like, you're just not playing the right hero. Like, I know there are hitscan heroes, okay? It's just that it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. I think the only... I don't think it's a server thing, because, like, to me at least, Soldier 76 definitely feels like hitscan.
Yeah. Well, he has, like...
He
has a little bit of, like, everything. Guided bullets.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
Call of Duty.
And, Once you realize that the trail of smoke left by McCree's gun is just a trail of smoke, he feels like hitscan too.
Yeah.
Once you actually like get that visual deterrent out of the way.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. There.
But then you have like, who's another
hitscan? Like Anna's hitscan.
Yeah, Anna's
hitscan. For some things. Widowmaker is hitscan.
Yes.
And like a lot of the effects make...
Widowmaker does not feel like hitscan.
Widowmaker does not feel like hitscan. Neither does Sombra. For me. And neither does Reaper. And neither does...
Sombra's definitely not hitscan.
Well, Reaper, no, I think she is.
Like, she's marked as hitscan, but she's definitely not.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, she probably is a hitscan hero. Like, but she doesn't. None of the hitscan heroes in this game feel like hitscan.
In terms of Reaper, though, it's also just, like, shotguns in general. You kind of have to, like, be up close.
Yeah. So, like, the travel time won't matter.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, like, a Soldier 76, I think, since I don't know how to turn off tips yet, it still reminds me when I die by him. It's like, you should keep... do a long range when fighting off against Soldier 76. I'm like, I can't always fucking do that. And he's like, he's a medium ranged character, and you know who's not Reaper.
Soldier's range is massive. He's not, basically my main now.
He's not a medium range character.
Yeah.
No. For him to be medium range, that means the only long range character in the game is Widowmaker.
Yeah.
Or Roadhog's Hook.
Maybe.
I don't want to talk about Roadhog's Hook.
I love getting hooked through other people.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I mean, they fixed
that. Roadhog's Hook is the best example of hitscan in Overwatch because it actually feels like hitscan. It feels like Roadhog scans you from the crowd and then hits you.
I wholly admit that his hook is significantly improved, considering, like, now if he hooks you and May puts up a wall, you fall off of the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I used to just keep going, but there have been a couple of times where I'm like, man, this is still janky as fuck.
You can escape the hook now.
Yeah. Yes.
There have been quite a few times where I have gotten out of the hook.
I haven't done it as Zenyatta yet, but I'm not going to stop trying.
I feel like
I've done it, actually.
Okay, well, fuck you, Pat.
Fuck you.
They've made it definitely more sensitive, though, because I find I get hooked from smaller areas. Like, if my shoulder's sticking out, I get hooked.
Yeah, it's because they did was...
If you have LOS, right?
What?
If you have line of sight?
Yeah, if you have line of sight, when it gets to a certain point, and they do this so, you know, running back and forth behind a really thin tree doesn't break off the hook.
Yeah.
What it does is once the hook is at its, like, maximum length, it does this, like, scan thing where it looks a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right of the hook as well.
Okay.
And it hooks what's there.
Okay. That explains how I get hooked, like, with my elbow.
Yeah. So they do it to counteract people cheesing the hook with, like, a tiny tree branch.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Okay.
I'll be more mindful of that. But I'm just really glad that things like walls prevent you from being hooked now for the vast majority of the time.
Yeah.
And also it favors the person getting hooked when lag happens.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that considering my ping spiked to 2580 yesterday.
2580?
God.
Slow ping is like 60.
I know. That's my standard ping, actually.
Yep. My standard's around 30, 40.
I run it. Yeah. Consistently, I usually run at 70 frames and 60 ping.
My ping is like 15.
I also play wireless.
Yeah, I play wireless.
I play wired.
I wish I could play wired, but when I was getting my room done, my dad's like, oh, you're getting your desk on this half, so we'll put the Ethernet thing here. And then I got a different sized bed. So now I have an Ethernet port underneath my bed and would have to run a wire all throughout my room.
Oh. I don't have any Ethernet ports in my room. I do have a phone jack, though.
For that get nice that. Landline.
Yep. Get that sweet dial-up.
That nice dial-up.
Get that sweet dial-up.
Dedicated dial-up.
The thing, though, is like I could very dial-up? Clearly see you talking on the phone with Dave, like twirling the phone cord in your finger.
Oh. Probably, yeah. I do that when I'm charging my phone on Discord in my bed. It's close enough. Like hashtag not, relatable. I'm not Larry King anymore. Hashtag I'm a millennial.
Like, not like full on like housewife way of like, oh, what she doing, but just like,
oh, that's me though.
Hanging out there every once in a while. Not on the daily.
Because like when I'm on the phone at work, I often like twirl the cord around my finger.
Just don't get a rotary phone.
Oh my god, I really want a rotary phone though. I really love rotary phones.
But like, would you actually use it as a phone phone?
Or? I'd probably use it as a like a conversation piece.
Okay.
I would not use it as an actual phone because
you wouldn't hook it up.
I'd hate.
I'd hook it up.
Yeah.
If it didn't like, if you know the Comcast package was like, oh, you need to have a landline, I'd hook it up definitely. Yeah.
Like those ones you can connect to your phone over Bluetooth. That sort of works.
That's really cool.
Yeah, right.
I'd probably have that in my apartment.
I remember I used a rotary phone to call my mom one time when I was homesick at my grandparents, and I didn't realize that you had to wait for the number to click all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a 9 in there, and I'd never been so angry at something that I had no control over than watching it go from 9 before I could dial again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, man.
So speaking of Overwatch, we're getting a PTR update.
Yeah,
it is actually available today, the day we're recording this podcast, on the 7th of February in the year of our Jesus 2017.
I thought today was the 8th.
No.
No, it's the 7th. Today's the 7th.
Okay.
So, like, what's happening on PTR, guys? So, PTR changes.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. We're getting server browser.
Yes.
What do you mean by server browser?
Starting today, every player can create their own unique Overwatch experience and share it with their friends, their teammates, or the entire world.
Okay, we can have private servers.
We can have private servers. Okay. It's an extension of the custom game mode.
Lifecast private server.
Yeah, sure. I'll probably set one up for like
all like eight
the Lifecast and then like the rest.
all like 8-9 of us.
Yeah. That looks like it's going to be pretty fun. Let's see. Oh, hold on a minute. There are specifics that I want to read. An extension of Overwatch's custom game mode, the server browser allows you to adjust the settings on various maps, modes, and heroes, creating your own tailor-made server. If, for example... Stop doing drugs on the podcast.
Dan, please.
Dan was using an inhaler.
We Dan, get it, you vape.
Dan's getting high on the podcast.
I'm moving away from the mic.
It's getting high.
People want to hear me asthma breathing over the podcast.
It's all right. Let me turn down your microphone. I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it. Don't worry about it, Dan.
But I heard it.
Because you have ears.
What are ears?
Anyway.
Two of them. On, like, what's his face? So who's the ear cutoff artist,
let
man?
Let me continue with Van Gogh.
Yeah, Van
Let
Gogh.
Me continue with this explanation of the server browser that you guys asked for.
I didn't ask for this. Pat did.
I didn't ask for anything.
Yeah, you... Bullshit.
Pat, you like this tech shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
If, for example, you want to increase Pharah's missile speed or remove the cooldown from McCree's combat roll, the power is yours. Once you're happy with your settings and you're ready to launch your game, you'll need to set up the permissions. You can limit the number of people who can join your server by toggling the friends only or invite only options, but if you want to put your strange creation to the real test, set your server to public and click the launch button.
Yo, I have an idea.
Fun as fuck.
I have an idea.
Yes.
McCree just... only, one gun in the barrel, rolls.
You need one gun, one bullet in the
yeah.
chamber.
Oh, man. A full-on duel? I can't wait
no
to...
No stun?
Yeah, no stun.
I can't wait for the Overwatch community to come up with better weekly brawls than Blizzard.
I fucking love that.
I'll fucking do it.
Speaking of another big change coming to PTR, Capture the Flag is a permanent game mode.
Fuck that mode.
Gross.
In the twist that no one saw coming. And yeah. by that I mean everyone saw it coming because yeah. people have been asking for it, Capture the Flag mode, for the longest time.
I just wish it was better.
It needs to be more balanced. Like, support heroes like Symmetra and like Torbjorn and like Mei need a nerf on yeah. Capture the Flag mode. Specifically for that mode.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the server browsers that are like, okay, you can't play Symmetra on this. It has to be aggressive.
Yeah.
So... Tracer only, melee only. That is the first one I'm making. Capture the Flag, Tracer only, melee only. Goodbye.
That'd be cool.
We're
it's
done.
Just like the speedy game in Halo that I used to play.
Yeah.
The speed at 300, the gravity at 50, and only energy swords.
All right. Capture the Rooster has been, without a doubt, Overwatch's most popular brawl. We don't want that excitement to
doubt
end.
Doubt it. I'm pretty
it's,
sure
it's
mystery
pretty
heroes.
Infamous, yeah.
Yeah. Well, outside of Mystery Hero, since that's its own mode, I'm pretty sure it was Junkenstein's Revenge.
Yeah. yeah. Because that was so creative.
It was really
or
fun.
Or 3v3.
It's a cool like, mode, but it's very limiting.
Yeah.
It's very limiting, and it's kind of unbalanced if you just kind of pick Roadhog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roadhog, Zenny, and Soldier, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes Pharah.
People who can self-heal.
Yeah.
So we're bringing Capture...
Anyone who can self-heal.
We're bringing Capture the Flag to Arcade as an ongoing game mode. Starting today, we're adding... the Capture the Flag versions of Nepal, Lijiang Tower, Ilios, and Oasis, which gives you 12 maps to try when creating a custom game.
Is there still a giant hole in the middle of Ilios?
Yeah, you could probably, like, avoid...
So...
Like, choose a different section of it, though.
CTF is also part of this whole, like, custom... The server browser
I think
custom
so.
Bullshit.
I want to go home, like, after we're wrapped up here.
I also want to go home.
I want to go home and, like, experiment with specifically the custom game stuff today.
Yeah.
Since we'll probably
this is all live on PTR right now, right?
Yes.
All right.
So we're gonna talk about This is going to become like the Overwatch podcast for a good bulk of it, because I want to go through these updates, because this is the first time I've paid attention to a PTR release, because this is the first time it's caught my attention. You know.
Yay.
And like, this is the one thing I have to talk about this week. So please throw me a bone.
That better be blowing heat.
It might be.
As long as it's not air conditioning.
Yeah, it's not cold.
Cool.
All right,
so. Can you hear it on the mic?
No.
Okay.
So, Anna, a lot of changes that come with this PTR update is there's a lot of adjustments in sensitivity.
Which is up to player choice, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be like a little slider that you can pick in your...
Oh, yeah.
In your hero, whatever. Figure it out.
It'll be on the same page as like when you pick like button configurations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I thought they were there before, honestly.
Yeah, it's surprising that they didn't have these and that they're now working it in. Anyway, Anna gets nano boost sensitivity. Allows players to adjust nano boost targeting sensitivity.
That'll probably improve with people accidentally nano boosting the wrong person.
Yeah. It's like when you accidentally nano boost like Mercy behind a Roadhog. It's like, go!
That happened to me the other day.
Don't be proud!
Granted, it was because the other team was at, like, 96 charge on the point, and everybody else except me and the Anna were dead.
Yeah.
So it's like, Mercy, go!
Mercy has at that no point, mercy. What
are you doing? Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't do that, like...
It's a wasted ult.
Yeah. Bastion gets a lot of changes that I'm not happy about at all.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of things... Bastion like got nerfed with.
Yes.
And there are a lot of things that I think matter more that he got buffed with.
Yeah. I appreciate what they're trying to do in trying to make Bastion like a viable character, because right now he's just kind of like a nuisance to lower tier players.
Yeah,
he's
like
the skill don't know character. How to hand it. Exactly.
He's
it's
like
exactly
Bison in
that.
Street Fighter V. It's like, if you're new to the game, you lose to him. When you learn the game, he's one of the worst characters.
Yeah.
She, because Bastion's a girl.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Bastion's a girl.
Bastion's a girl?
Bastion's a girl.
That's adorable.
Oh.
But yeah,
Bastion. It's a robot! It doesn't have a gender! All right, whatever.
But yeah.
Bastion. Sentry configuration. Deployment time decreased from 1.5 seconds to 1 second.
That's
bullet
fine.
Spread increased by 50%. Bullet spread is always at maximum. So Bastion can no longer snipe you across a map. magazine size increased from 200 to 300. Headshot damage multiplier has been removed. No longer deals critical damage. His recon configuration, the bullet spread is decreased by 25%. Magazine size increased from 20 to 25. Self-repair can now be used while moving. It's bound to secondary fire, and it's no longer interrupted by taking damage. A new resource meter has been added that will deplete while self-repair is active and recharges when not in use.
So it'll be like D.Va's defense matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His tank configuration no longer grants bonus armor, but he has a new passive, which Blizzard calls Ironclad. And he takes 35% less damage while in sentry or tank configuration. So, I don't think the tank armor loss matters.
Yeah.
No.
No.
If anything, I think that it improves it, because a big thing with when... I know that a big thing when I play with just randoms, when there's a Bastion in tank formation, is people are always either running away or trying to get as much damage off of him as possible.
Yeah.
But then they're relying on splash damage for the most part. Yeah. Which, and you're trying to chip down armor, is just gonna, it's gonna regen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D.Va, there's a change to her defense matrix.
Yeah,
and it's interesting.
This is actually a really good change because of Roadhog.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the distance between where it starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Projectiles like Roadhog's Chain Hook or Tracer's Pulse Bomb no longer need to travel a minimum distance before they can be blocked.
Yep.
And I don't know why that wasn't a thing before.
Same. It's kind
of... A lot of these are like, Blizzard, were you paying attention when you designed your game?
Yeah. Blizzard, please.
Yeah. May's Cryo Freeze can now be targeted by allies. Mercy. While performing a resurrection, Mercy now becomes temporarily invulnerable, along with the allies being revived.
That's such a good thing.
Yeah.
The amount of times that I die... While reviving the entire team is staggering.
Yep. Her staff, Zenyatta, can no longer be targeted when Transcendence is active.
Which, because, I didn't know you could do.
And then two new hero options, Guardian Angel Sensitivity and Beam Sensitivity. Choosing who you target with either of those, respectively. Sombra got Hack Sensitivity, adjust the sensitivity on who you're hacking. Torbjorn's Rivet Gun. Ammo is now loaded earlier in the reload animation.
Good. That reload animation is so long.
Now you can reload cancel with Torbjorn. Take that as you will.
I mean, he's still Torbjorn, he's so still it doesn't Torbjorn. Matter.
I saw that earlier.
Widowmaker, Grappling Hook Sensitivity. Zarya, Projected Barrier Sensitivity. Zenyatta, Harmony and Discord Orb Sensitivity.
All then, the things that should have been in the game before.
Yeah. Map balance changes. On Eichenwald, a second gate no longer closes after the payload passes through the castle doors. Instead, rubble from the damaged doorway partially blocks the entrance.
I really like that change, because as it stands right now, mostly the only characters who can get through that tiny hole are Pharah, a very well-aimed Junkrat projectile, and, like, Widowmaker.
Yeah.
And Mercy if she follows the Pharah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That helps make the map a lot less biased.
Biased towards defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it gets to that second
phase.
Because
that last push is insane.
Yeah. Bug fixes, just in general. Fixed an issue. We don't need to go through those, actually.
But Torbjorn can now put his turret on the stairs.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite one. Maps. Torbjorn can now construct turrets on the stairs in Oasis. Dandy. Real neato. Neato torpedo, if you know what I'm saying. That's all I have to say about Overwatch. I think these changes are going to be real good. I think they're going to be all right.
The more I think about the Bastion changes, the more I really like the idea of recon mode taking less damage.
Yeah.
Because Bastion is so squishy in recon mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one where he moves around, right?
Yes.
I've never
recon mode is just regular ass robot mode.
Oh, cool.
But yeah. It's very slow.
Yeah.
It's very slow and there isn't enough damage output.
Yeah.
And like, it's considering one of the big things with sentry mode,
mm-hmm.
is that he can, like, shoot things,
yeah.
at an insane speed. Omnic person.
It's a robot.
It deserves a little bit more give in that sense. And also, in terms of the gun, like, the few times that I've played Bastion in Random Heroes or Mystery Heroes and all that jazz, I run out of ammo so fast on that gun.
Yeah.
I don't even think 25 is enough
for
that. No. Like, Bastion in recon mode is legitimately just a bad Soldier 76.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Slow and clunky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I guess that wraps up Overwatch.
Woo.
Woo. Unless you guys have more to say about it.
I want to try D.Va. I want to see how sensitive that new defense matrix is
going to
be.
Yeah.
It's going to basically make... Because, like, in the matchup against Roadhog specifically, D.Va gets shredded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
D.Va gets absolutely destroyed against Roadhog.
Yeah.
So what this defense matrix buff is going to do is, say, if Roadhog hooks you, if they're a bad Roadhog, now you don't take any shotgun damage.
Yeah.
And that's a very big game changer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I'm really looking forward to seeing her played in more competitive scenarios now. Fire Emblem Heroes came out this week.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Haven't played it.
That's okay. It has a lot of polish for a mobile game.
I was very happy when I turned it on and it did not make my phone hot and it opened on the first try.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yep.
Take a note, Pokemon Go. Fire Emblem works.
Yeah. Fire Emblem was also not developed by Niantic.
I know.
It was developed by
Intelligent Systems.
Intelligent Systems and published by Nintendo.
I think I'd be more mad if so many people owned Chrom and they got them the exact same way that you got Pokemon in Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. If you just, like, walked away from spawn.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Chrom appeared. He's there.
You can't have him, though.
Yeah, it's real fun.
Yeah. I really enjoy the changes they made to make it more mobile gamey.
Yes.
Like, the thing that I like the most is that you can see the weapons triangle in the bottom of the screen.
That has saved me so much, because the amount of times that I just blatantly forgot what was what in the Fire Emblem games is astonishing.
The weapon triangle isn't that hard, though.
Hey, shut up.
It's literally rock, paper, scissors.
I know, but for some reason...
You think
reason,
I don't have trouble remembering that?
But it was just... I think it was because, like, I was trying to apply logic to it, so I'm like, in what scenario does a sword beat an axe?
You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
You just need to know that a sword beats an axe.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. I always forgot that. What I did know is that arrows are bad against flying things.
Arrows are good against flying things.
No, that's what I mean.
I mean, they're good. Oh, yeah. You're good on the one thing.
Yeah.
But also, can't the flying thing also, like, attack from two spaces away?
No. No.
Never mind.
Only if specific
if
scenarios.
If they have a javelin, they can.
Oh, okay.
Or in Fates, there's a class called the Kinshi Knight.
Okay.
Which is basically just a mounted bowman.
Okay.
So you can attack from two spaces away, but you also die by your own weapon.
The one problem I have with it is there was no real tutorial stuff on the extras.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was no tutorial on a lot.
Yeah. And I currently have one unit that I rely on.
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
I got a really good pull from the orb summoning. It was Perry from Fire Emblem Fates.
Mm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
First of all, she's my wife. Second of all, she's my wife. Third of all,
your type. Sadistic.
Yeah.
And murderous.
Oh, you know. Tell me that's wrong, though.
All she needs is for her hair to, like, be neon.
It already is.
I know, but, like, more neon. Like, glows in the dark neon.
Yeah.
Like, hair dyed with glow sticks.
That sounds dangerous.
It is.
It is.
It'll probably destroy your hair.
Also, don't shoot up with glow sticks.
Yeah, what?
What?
We're not.
Somebody did that on 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. But it was also a rave. And there were other drugs involved.
Okay.
I think I remember that episode.
Don't inject glow sticks into your veins.
Don't do that.
That was one of my favorite episodes. Up there with the Charlie Sheen glow? Episode.
Yes.
And the episode where the guy electrocuted himself because he wanted to fuck a cow heart.
Yep.
What?
Moving on.
What a great place.
Yeah, what a great place to end that chapter of my life. Fire Emblem Heroes is very solid. I like it.
I really like it. My biggest complaint is how little orbs you get for what you do.
Yes.
You get one orb per beaten stage.
I think it should be one for the first one, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's what I think it should be. Like, well, maybe not that much.
Maybe like 1, 2, 2, 3, 3.
Yeah,
that's a lot more balanced.
I also wish they increased it with the difficulty.
Yes.
Because when you go to play hard missions, it's you still get one.
Yeah, and in order to...
It should be doubled.
Yeah. In order to fill out,
whatever,
like, to get the 5 summons you need for one go, you need 20 orbs.
Yeah.
And
that's not explained.
Yeah, that's not explained at all. Yeah. To be fair, that's a good thing for 5 summons.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, this game reminds me a lot of Brave Frontier. Mm-hmm. Brave Frontier, it was 5 per. I think you also had better chances at getting better heroes, too.
Yeah.
But the fact that they decrease it even just a little bit, that's something that mobile games usually don't do.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really my biggest complaint, is that they just need to drop more orbs. Because once you beat a mission, if you replay that mission, you don't get the reward again.
Yeah.
So you can't grind in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, once you're done, I don't know if there's post-game. I'm not that far. I'm in Chapter 8.
You can play on normal, hard, and lunatic. That's all I know.
That's it?
Yeah. Ew.
So that's...
I imagine they can add more content, considering there's more heroes.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely will, but, like... If there's no post-game, like, what happens when I beat all the missions, and what if I don't unlock everyone? I'm just stuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have to buy money.
Yeah. I wish it was easier to level up heroes and to, like, have them get experience. I know it's going to be a Fire Emblem game, so, like, if they die, they don't get experience. Whatever. I'm not bitter about that. But I wish the requirements for leveling up heroes were a little bit easier. Like, it was a little easier to get the universal gems or whatever.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just quests, like rewards and stuff.
Yeah, yep.
There's one area on the map when you go to battles that's still grayed out. and I don't know what that is.
Yeah, mm. I think that might...
That might be coming later.
It might be coming later. It might be post-game.
There's also the paralogue section, which is blacked out until you finish the campaign.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, but you unlock paralogue after?
That's what I assume.
All right.
I have no clue. I just know that when I open battle and click story and go to either main story or paralogue, paralogue is still not available.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I really like it. I'm still grinding from my boy Hector. Hector Baskerville.
My biggest complaints about that comes from the summon specifically.
Yeah.
Because once you lock yourself into the summons, that is your summoning circle.
Yeah. I wish they'd randomize it after you summon.
That's what I wish. And then, like, you could choose from there.
Yeah. And, or, like, you had obviously less of a chance to get what you want.
Yeah.
But it would reward you more for doing.
Yeah. Because I'd rather take a gamble on getting, like, one bad unit versus, like, a good unit or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you could have an option of, like, oh, I could stay with this one or, like, roll for a new one or, like, self-pick one, but your chances of getting a 5-star are a lot lower or something.
Yeah.
They counteract, like, that, though.
Because, that's true.
Well, they give you a pity 5-star if you don't pull one for a while.
Yeah.
So, how, like, many? Because I've pulled... No, how many if you have to
after
have
like X amount. I don't know the exact number.
Okay.
But I think people I've actually proven that if you just don't get one for a while, you get like a pity 5-star.
Because I've pulled, I think, 20 heroes at this point, and they've all been 3 and 4.
Mm. You're probably going to get one soon. My second pull was a 5-star.
Mine too.
I pulled Camilla. She's broken.
I pulled Perry. And I love her, so it's okay.
I got Marth pretty early, but I don't really like Marth. I find him very boring. Yeah. Very generic.
He's pretty good in Shadow Dragon on the DS. But other than that, yeah.
My main gripe with that just comes from the fact that all I needed was a green unit. Just one. And it took 3 attempts at a summon before I even got a green option.
Oh, yeah.
So I went through 60 orbs to get
just to
two
get
mediocre green orbs.
Yeah.
I was mad as hell because both of those mass summons were all either colorless or blue. Mm. It's like, I don't need blue. I have enough blue. I've gotten Corrin 3 times. I've gotten Robin 2. I don't need any blue. I need green and my boy Crom.
I don't need any more reds.
Yeah.
Give them to me.
I need a lot of reds. I have one swordsman.
Really?
That's good. Like, I have a couple swordsmen, but only one of them is, like, passable, and it's fucking Laszlo.
Oh. Maybe there should be, like, a trading heroes feature. I think it might break the game, and they'd have to rebalance it a little bit, but maybe the option should be there. Mm.
I wish what they would do is one thing that I remember from playing... I played that Dragons game, that other free-to-play game.
Oh, Puzzle and Dragons?
Yeah. Where if you, like, you could get basic orbs, or you could, like, save up and get premium orbs, which are always guaranteed to have better things.
That would be very much so
worth it.
Or, like, a premium summon.
Yeah.
Where it's just 10 per, and you're guaranteed, a 5 or 6 star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd grind to, like, 25 or 30 orbs if it meant that I was at least guaranteed... like 2 fours or like 1 5.
If it guarantees you at least a 4-star, then I'd say that'd be worth it.
Yeah.
Because 4 stars are still busted.
4 stars are still very, very good.
Like, oh.
My girl Cordelia. I don't care if she's a Pegasus 9, useless as shit against arrows. She's very helpful against literally everything else.
One thing that was interesting to see was everyone re-rolling. For
heroes.
Yeah. I didn't know about that.
It was like, oh, don't link your Nintendo account until you roll, until after you're happy with a re-roll. And I was like, what?
It's too late for me.
I
know.
I hate that everybody finds this shit out, like, after I've already done it.
Yeah. Because
the same thing happened with Pokemon Go, when you could pick your starter. Like, who figures out that if you walk away from a free Charmander, free Squirtle, or free Bulbasaur, that you'll get a Pikachu?
Yeah.
That was just somebody who, like, forgot it was in their hand and was like, there's a Pikachu.
Yeah. I hate, like, the, oh, it has to be perfect right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's like, it's a fucking mobile game. It does not need to be, like, you don't need to be good at it, you know?
What did the re-rolling even do?
You could just, what you do is you just uninstall and reinstall your game, and...
Is it, like, your introductory orbs?
Yeah. you just get, at the start of the game, you get like 25, 30 orbs just by existing.
Yeah.
And you just use those orbs to reroll until you get units you
want. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was that kind of rerolling. I was like, could I have gotten a game where I didn't have a fucking Sharina and whatever the fuck main blue-haired pro tag with oddly blonde tips is?
So that's actually another problem I have with this game.
What, the basic units are trash?
Yes. Yeah. And not even that they're trash. If they had any, like, distinction that told you that they were trash, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
But I went through 5 or 6 chapters in this game thinking they were at least rank 3.
Nope.
Because their colors, like, in their little borders, were the exact same color as a 4-star.
Yes. I, like...
They're 1- and 2-star characters.
Yeah.
Anna's garbage.
Yep.
Anna's so... don't even get me
started. And considering I didn't have green summons, I was stuck with her for a very long time.
Yep. Don't even get me started on Anna as someone Anna. As someone whose fucking Fire Emblem waifu is Hector. Don't even get me started.
Yeah,
she's a disgrace.
Mine's Crom. I just want my Crom.
Yeah. So it's a good mobile game. It's a really nice time killer with a lot of flaws that could very easily be fixed.
Yes.
If they let you like. The biggest improvement I could see for this game is if they just let you play your music while the game is up.
Yeah.
And, like, have the game's music just turn off.
Can you not cheat it? Because I know Pokemon Go released a thing very recently about that. And what I used to do was I'd open the game
and then open the music.
Yeah.
I did that with this. It worked, but the music in Fire Emblem didn't stop playing.
Okay.
Oh, you can't, like, go into settings and turn it off?
I can't even fucking find where the buttons are, honestly.
I want to look for that real quick.
The interface is a little
shitty. I wish they had polished up the UI a little bit better.
Yeah.
My main thing is I just wish that it was more user accessible because like Dan was saying, like I didn't even know, I knew you could give yourself skills. I didn't know where to find that.
Yeah. I still don't.
If you go into.
You can show me after this. Yeah, we don't need
okay.
That's a lot. It's a much better.
Yeah. I am hopeful though because Animal Crossing is supposed to be coming out next month. And that's a game that I enjoy a lot more than Fire Emblem. And that's kind of why I brought it up, is that if they can transfer like the full Fire Emblem experience into a mobile game so well, I'm very excited to see what happens with Animal Crossing.
Because
like,
Animal Crossing has the perfect formula for a mobile
absolutely,
game.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like,
do you know how they're going to do it at all?
No. I had predictions. Let me find my article of predictions because I had some really good ones. this can be found at thelifecast.net. I'll also link it in the podcast description.
If you open the app and you go into like the basic settings, it'll lead you to the homepage. Hit miscellaneous.
And that's volume?
And go to settings.
Thank God. Okay, never mind.
You can fix the SE volume, the voice volume, BGM volume, and then there's also silent mode, which you can toggle on and off.
All right. I'll just turn BGM volume all the way down.
Yeah.
You can also turn off a number of auto animations if that's what's killing your battery. Frankly, I don't find this game to be a battery sucker at all.
It does not,
It's weird.
And it's a hand warmer, not a hand cooker. Like, I feel it on my hand and I'm like, you know, this is like a gentle warm.
Yeah.
Sometimes I play Pokemon Go and I'd be like, this is hurting my leg.
Yeah. I think my phone like case... makes the feeling hotter because this is like fake leather.
Yeah, that'll do it. And like, leather keeps everything hot.
Yeah. Yep.
And like, I don't know what it is. I think it's just the game like not liking my phone, but this thing destroys my RAM.
Yeah, because you said that.
Yeah.
And it's like mine doesn't. Yeah. I do not lose battery. I don't lose. It doesn't make it super hot.
Maybe it's just the phone. It could be the way it's optimized.
It might
to thread things.
Because I've had to force close this game exactly once when it got stuck, and it saves your progress, even if you finished a mission.
I force close it out of habit just to save battery.
I've never really force closed it. It's just kind of like whenever I was done with the game, I just take it off of multitasking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And what my phone does is it displays how many megabytes you freed up of your RAM after you close all your applications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This app uses up a third of my RAM.
Yikes.
And this is like a standard 2 gigs of RAM phone.
Yeah.
Like it's not...
Oh, it's not like mine that's like, oh, you have 6 gigs of RAM in your phone.
You have almost enough RAM to be like
an average PC. A small gaming computer.
Yeah. You have more RAM than my mom and dad's first computer.
Like, yeah. Like, ever.
Yep. Their first computer was 4 gigs, which is how much my first iPod had.
Yeah. So, Animal Crossing Mobile. First of all, I want to be able to pick my own villagers. And that's something I got really happy about when Welcome Amiibo came out, is that you could choose who you want in your town. It opened up a lot, and I was happy about that.
Would you be okay if there were, like, say, like, 15 that you could select from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but not just, like, here's your default villager.
Yeah, it's like, here's 15, pick the 10 you like the best.
Yeah.
I think 10 is a good village size.
Yeah.
10 plus you.
That's just enough to handle, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing with Animal Crossing is, like, you're supposed to have a nice little tight-knit little community. Neighborhood. Yeah, nice little neighborhood. And 10 is, like, a good cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, the amount of people you get to know on your street.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big thing that I ran into when I was playing my Animal Crossing, the home designer one, was, like...
There are so many.
There are so many, and it's, like, it's not so much that you get tired of them, but when you can visit people's houses, you're, like... Man, there's so many villagers.
Yeah.
And people still want me to build homes for them.
Yeah.
How many of you are there? It would be like if you had to build an individual Smurf house for every Smurf.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
The main thing I wanted to see in Animal Crossing Mobile is to... This is not something Fire Emblem Heroes does well at all.
Okay.
But I want to be able to, like, add friends easier.
Yes.
It's something that Miitomo actually did very well.
Miitomo did that incredibly well for how poorly made that app was.
Yeah. Mm. Like, if they could take that feature and put it into the Animal Crossing thing.
Or just all of their mobile games,
or
really.
Or all of them, yeah.
Like, Fire Emblem, like,
you or have even, you link it up through Nintendo ID.
Yeah.
It's all, like, synced.
Fire Emblem has you make a username, and you still need to use a friend code to add people.
Yeah.
And it's like a 15-digit number,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
it's not even like
it's not user friendly at all.
It's not even like Battle.net's like 4-digit system, which is fine. You know, it's like I don't even remember.
It's like some fucking obscene amount of number.
Yeah.
One thing that I'd like to see added in a lot of these mobile games is kind of like how the beam works when you transfer contacts between androids.
Yeah,
like tap it with NFC.
Yeah,
and there are some phones that don't have NFC, and that's the only barrier that I could see.
But mine.
But have it as an option.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, in addition to, like,
that's
how
200.
Like, a Snapchat and how Miitomo worked. Like, oh, match your
symbol. Or, that, like, scan this code.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's super intuitive and just, like, encourages people to be like, hey, you have this game. Let me add you. Not, hey, let me try and find the page where my randomly generated number is. And then you can try and read it, even though there's, like, 15 numbers and numbers look the same.
Oh,
after
hold on.
A while.
Wait, let me read it to you. You switched a couple of them there. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Double check. Oh, it's not coming up. Oh, shit. You hit a 7 instead of a 6. Oh, fuck.
Oh, damn.
What if we just make them QR codes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
QR codes
Snapchat
are really great.
Like the way Snapchat does it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That solves all problems.
I love that we have all the solutions. Like, we have all the solutions, but we're just making more problems for ourselves as a human race. Like, oh, we could solve our overfishing problem. We're just not doing it. We could solve, like, the fact that we're destroying our Earth with fossil fuels. We're just not doing it.
Like,
I don't want to launch into that conversation right now, but, like...
It's not like we have clean, renewable energy already.
Oh, man. I love that, like, Onion article. That it's like, scientists gently remind the world that clean, renewable energy is ready to go whenever.
But, Deanna, it's not aesthetic to have a windmill in your backyard.
Fucking yes it is! Give me a windmill in my ass backyard.
I don't want to stick a windmill in your ass.
Oh, hi.
Maybe a pinwheel.
A pinwheel?
Oh.
I'd walk around with a little pinwheel sticking out of my butt.
That's probably a butt plug somewhere.
We're moving on.
It absolutely is.
We're moving on. Animal Crossing Mobile. Here's what I want to see. I want to have, like, you know, you have your little hub and you have your little thing. I don't want you to be able to buy furniture, though. I just want you to be able to customize your house.
Do they sell pinwheels?
You get pinwheels from Street Pass. And you hold them in your hand. There are different colors. None of them are brown. Stop going there. I can see it in your eyes.
Are they like Vivillon and Pokemon X and Y, where it has different patterns depending on your region?
That would be very cool.
That'd be really cute.
That would be adorable. Or and like time zone?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And it would like encourage you to travel, but like not a whole lot to the point where like you need it, but like it's a little extra.
Yeah.
Like I don't think you got anything for getting all the Vivillon colors except like bragging rights.
Yeah.
You get that's it. It's all bragging rights.
Yeah.
But there were a lot, like so many Vivillon colors.
Well, yeah. But I mean, how many time zones are there?
More Vivillon colors than there are time zones. That's what I'll tell you.
Let's see. Another thing I wanted was like more of a community aspect, because in Animal Crossing New Leaf, you only had the Club Tortimer. And like that, even that was like, it's all right. And people were really shitty on it, actually, once you got into it. Okay, I'm bleeding, but that's fine.
Oh.
You know, casually.
As you do.
As you do.
Hashtag just elf things.
Hashtag. I'll link the article down below. But the main thing I wanted to see was, like, people really loved Animal Crossing New Leaf when it came out. Like, it was... It seemed to be a huge, like, revival because they changed so much and they actually listened to the fan base. And they had developers on it that, like, after it came out, I looked into it. I was like, yeah, we really loved working on this game. Like, they had a really diverse dev studio.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of the only Nintendo games where, like, half the dev studio was women. And, like, that's important. That's a thing we should have.
That's absolutely something that we should have. Diversity is a good thing.
Yeah, and it made Animal Crossing super accessible, and I want Animal Crossing Mobile to like do that again. I want everyone to get so excited about Animal Crossing, like, hey, this, you know, it's a little oasis of warmth and happiness.
The thing that I'm most concerned about with Animal Crossing is that since it's like, not to use like this term, but like it's a more like child oriented game.
Yeah,
I don't want the app to also be like a weird mix of the two. Because I feel like in a lot of situations like that, you can't have things like communication.
Yeah.
Because like then you'll have people just swearing and children will see swearing, which is a whole other issue entirely.
Yeah. I think it should be restricted to like between your friends list.
Okay. So like how Miitomo is.
Yeah.
Like how I can send you fuck you, but not all of Miitomo can see that I said fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense then, because that was a big concern of mine, because especially, like, with the Pokemon bandwagon catching on again, Nintendo's definitely, like, a lot of their games are still have that child-oriented feel, but adults still play them.
Yeah, because, you know, it's nostalgia. What we grew up with.
Yeah, and I have no knock against that, but when you try and make something that's, going to coordinate all the fan bases together. You have to find a delicate medium.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to have kids asking their parents what does certain fuck words mean.
Yeah. Mommy, what is the fuck word?
What is the fuck word?
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
On my phone. Unrelated. That's why I really hate like edgy theories about kids' movies. It's like, please, just take it at face value. It's a fucking kids movie. Please, 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 please.
You mean like the one about how No Face wants Sen's virginity?
Exactly! I fucking hate it! It's like, please, just take Spirited Away at face value. This, full stop! Spirited Away is a movie about a child and a river spirit. End of story. Goodbye. I got really mad. I was steaming.
I know. I know you are.
Oh, God. Like, that's always been my thing. It's like, okay, I don't need to see the Disney princesses hopped up on drugs. Please. Just let things be things.
Like, make up the cute theories. Like, how Tarzan and Elsa and Anna are related.
Yeah.
Those are cute theories.
That's cute.
And make it a little bit less sad that their parents died at sea. And instead died by a jaguar.
A little bit less sad. Oh, God. But this isn't a podcast about all of that.
I still have Hakuna Matata stuck in my head.
It's been like 50 minutes.
I know. Songs don't leave my head very easily.
I always just think of the ending, and then it's gone.
That's the part I've stuck in my head.
Oh, great.
Like, you know that breakdown in Hakuna Matata where, like, all of a sudden Simba just, like, belts out musical notes? I have that one part stuck in my head.
The best part. We're not going down that rabbit hole.
That's Alice in Wonderland, silly.
Yeah, and she's not on drugs the entire time.
Well, I mean, in the book she was.
I mean, on the book she was. But, like, in the movie, we can...
That's, like, the one theory that I accept, because I'm like, that book was a mess.
Yeah.
Lewis Carroll was a mess.
All writers are messes.
Not all of them.
Most of them.
Yeah, a good bunch of them. Good but, like, bunch. Every once in a while, there's that golden one.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at you, Nathaniel Hawthorne. You suck.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Scarlet Letter was so dry.
It was just so boring.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, there's this deep mystery about who done it, who impregnated the whore. There are three characters.
Yeah, there are three
and
dudes.
One of them's a child.
The child did it.
No.
One of them's her husband, who in the second chapter is like, I didn't do it. There's a guy and a priest, and the priest is the only one acting sus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoiler alert to everybody who hasn't read that book.
Spoiler alert to this book that's been out since the 1600s. Sorry, everybody. I had a used copy of that when I was in high school. In the margin, someone just wrote, the priest did it. In like chapter 4! And I was like, thank you.
Whew. Don't have to read it.
That's why I became an English major. For the used books and handy margin notes.
Like, I know you don't really like Harry Potter, but that just reminds me of the entire premise of the sixth book.
Yeah?
Where Harry just has, like, a written up copy of one of the spell books, and it has all the correct answers in it.
That's really great.
It's like, oh, this is how you make this spell, and then in the margins, it's like, actually, you do this.
Oh, man. It's been a nice 50 minutes. We've talked about exactly two games.
Yep.
We went really in depth.
I was like, but we actually talked about them.
Yeah, considering most of us are like half asleep right now.
It's I'm been just a day. Angry.
Half asleep or angry or in pain.
Or both.
Yeah. Today was not the best weather-wise, and I think that's where we're all kind of out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Considering my 8 a.m. got canceled, and I forgot about it because he canceled it earlier in the semester. I just went into class at 8 a.m. was like, oh, man, I have, like a minute late. I go up there, and there's nobody in the room. And
at least you had a reminder that your class was canceled.
I just didn't look at it. But then, like, 10:50 rolled around, and I was like, man, it's really fucking gross outside.
Yeah.
My class is across the street, and I don't want to go outside.
Dan and I were walking down the street today. We were talking about the snowfall. And... We were both like, we have never seen snow so thick. And I just go, yeah, that snow had ass. Like, literally, I was walking to the bathroom at work today. And there, I walked by, like, this fucking courtyard area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, like, there were snowflakes the size of my palm.
Yeah.
I do not have small palms.
It was clumpy snow today.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like all the snowflakes found buddies. Or they had little orgies in the sky.
Oh, God.
I don't want to think of snow that way. Gross.
Is that how snow reproduces?
I think it's just water.
Shh. I've hit this mic so many times.
It hasn't been picking it up.
I'm really glad, because I've been an idiot with this mic.
That's why we have it on a shock mount. But yeah.
I'm going to hit it more.
Great. But yeah, the roads were not bad today. The only part that was bad was when we got into Boston and we spent an hour in traffic trying to get to this building.
Because of
and
the
I
parade.
Had to walk for 15 minutes.
Because of the parade.
Yeah, because of the parade. Speaking of things I think are overrated.
You know what weather? Hey. You know what this weather
what?
Inspired though?
What?
That we should actually just have an underground tunnel between Somerset and Sawyer.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I would not have to put on a coat for 30 seconds to go outside.
Yeah.
Just an underground tunnel to every building.
Yeah. Or, you know, an actual campus.
Would we also live in a biodome?
Yeah.
I don't
know. On the moon! all right.
I can't wait for some asshole to drill a hole in the biodome. Some liquid that thinks that he's hot shit.
That's the real detriment to humans living on the moon, is some little shit would, like, destroy the biodome.
Yeah.
With a little hole. And everyone would be like, ah, fuck, Jimmy, why'd you do it?
No, it'd be, ah, fuck.
No, they're on the other end of the biodome. So it's like, they're the only one that has their space gas mask on. It's like, ah, fuck, Jimmy, why'd you do it? And then they take it off to reprimand him, and then they die. Oh, man. I can't wait for the singularity to kill us. It's going to be great. Either we're going to colonize the moon and Mars and die because someone was an idiot, or we're going to give machines too much power. Like, androids. Not the phone, but, like, you know, artificial intelligence. We're going to give them too much power, and they're going to kill us. There's a whole album about that, actually. It's called The Uncanny Valley. It's one of my favorites. It's really good.
Or it'll be like Wall-E, and we'll all just get real fat.
There's another album like that, too. It's called Iconoclast by Symphony X. It's fantastic.
Or, you know, the entire world will melt.
Yeah.
Because the EPA won't exist.
I'm really looking forward to the inevitable heat death of our planet. Not the sun. Our plan. All right, guys.
Side note, did you see that video about the star exploding today?
Yeah.
It was really cool looking.
Yeah.
All y'all should watch that.
Yeah. The Hubble Space Telescope captured the death of a star.
Ooh.
Cool. You don't need to know anything about science, just the things look pretty.
Yeah. It looks really cool.
And really scary.
Yeah,
because our sun is a scun. Our sun is a star.
Yep.
Yeah.
One day that will happen to our sun.
Our sun will expand and then burn out. I don't think it'll explode and like turn into a black hole like the one in the video did.
When it explodes, does the exploding like sun bits or star bits also fall into the black hole? Yes. Or did,
yeah,
they, okay,
it explodes, collapses in on itself, and like the black hole absorbs,
okay,
because I
was like, that'd be horrifying,
not the star.
If the sun just exploded and like all the little sunbeams just like blew up all the planets, it would be like a gigantic death star that nobody lives on.
Literally
high
a death
thoughts.
Star. All right, One last thought before we jump into our closing segment here. I realized on Saturday that while I don't like metal music, I listen to the metal of EDM.
Which is
Perturbator and Ghost and Carpenter Brut and all the other artists that I'm like, yeah, you should go listen to this dude. Danger. Not so much Medeon and Porter Robinson. They're like the indie rock.
Yeah. EDM. No, that's exactly what they are.
That's why,
yeah,
I like them.
Yeah, they're, yeah. Like, this week has just been like, you know, Deanna, you think your music tastes are really unique, but just like, take a step back and realize that it's just computer metal and computer pop. Goodbye, good night. Oh, God. And your music taste is trash. Anyway. So, to close out here, we didn't ask questions because I forgot. I had a lot on my mind today.
I forgot.
So, we went to the website for millennials called BuzzFeed.com.
Gross.
Yeah, I hate BuzzFeed. Straight up. I don't think BuzzFeed is real journalism.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
I mean, they do news stories, but it's really clickbaity and like
shitty.
Yeah, and like hashtag relatable. Like hashtag relate.
I want to buy the corgi shirt from them though.
Yeah,
it's real cute.
So we're gonna do a quiz together, all of us.
The ultimate white person quiz.
Yep.
This is trashy as shit. Get ready.
We're gonna build a smoothie, and BuzzFeed is gonna guess our birth month.
You can feel the melanin seep out of your skin as you play along.
Hey, everyone can enjoy a smoothie. BuzzFeed is like the whitest website. Okay, we're gonna choose a fruit, guys.
Are we doing this collectively or individually?
We're doing this collectively. Oh, we need to figure out our collective birth month.
What's like in the middle of all our birth months?
Yeah, we need to.
Do we need to take the average?
Yes, we'll take an average.
Yes.
Okay.
Average number.
Okay.
So are we just gonna add our birth months like
yes
and add then, them like, together,
divide them by four, and use that number?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Let me get. Thank you, calculator.
How many are there? 12.
Yes.
Zodiacs. Well, I know there's 12 months.
Zodiacs.
What zodiac's gonna do with this?
Yeah, it depends on what zodiac.
Are we doing the one where that snake thing exists in the middle?
What?
What astrology?
Drugs are you on?
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
Okay, my birth month is April, so that's a 4.
Mine's May.
That's a 5.
Mine's January.
That's a 1.
December.
That's a 12. Woo! Average is 5.5.
So
that could not have gone
January,
better.
February,
so it's a
March,
May.
April, May.
It's so May.
Yeah, so...
Pat, you get to keep your birthday.
Do we round up, or do we just keep it at 5?
We're going to keep it at 5.
I mean, okay. There's half of a month.
Yeah.
Pat, when is your birthday in May?
The first week.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not actually like we just got Pat's birthday.
And it's funny, because mine is at the end of April.
Oh, shit. And meanwhile, Dan and I are the outliers at the 1st and the 12th.
Birthday George is an
actually,
outlier.
Actually, shit, so yeah, May would actually be...
Yeah.
We didn't need to do math. We just needed to think.
Yeah, but all right. We're all dead.
So we're aiming for May on this quiz.
Yep. All right.
Choose your fighter fruit.
I'm guessing if one of these options is pineapple, we're not picking
Alex.
Pineapple.
What are
we
our
got
choices?
Bananas, strawberries, mixed berries, pineapple, kiwi, and mango.
So pineapple, right, Dan?
Pineapple is right out. Because Dan's allergic.
I vote mixed berry.
I vote strawberries.
Strawberries.
I vote banana.
But banana is such an overpowering fruit taste.
Yeah. I know, but it's like the best one.
I know. But it always needs to be countered with something.
Yeah. I guess the mixed berries in that case. Because you could put strawberries. Oh, yeah, there are strawberries in this picture of mixed
berries.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, oh, why okay. is it just oh. like you can pick strawberries yeah. or strawberries with diversity?
Okay. Choose a thickener.
So, yeah.
Choose a what?
Thickener?
A thickener.
What are our choices?
Are they various forms of milk?
No. Peanut butter. We got peanut butter, yogurt, chia seeds, avocado, ice cubes, and no thanks.
I'm going to be real white and say
yeah,
chia seeds.
Chia seeds? Chia seeds are so, like, they're sweet.
I know.
And, like, so nice.
And they're full of protein.
Peanut butter, yogurt, chia seeds, avocado, ice cubes, and no thanks.
What are we making again?
A smoothie.
Oh, I thought we were making a milkshake for a second. What? All right.
Don't put avocados in milkshakes.
Don't put avocados in smoothies.
Well, some people like it.
All right.
Those people are white.
Vegans.
If we can't pick chia seeds, because I understand if you two haven't heard of them.
I have
never heard of them.
Cool. I also vote yogurt in that situation.
Yeah, I vote a nice Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with the yogurt.
Okay.
Yogurt with
the... Who the fuck would pick no thanks? Just like, yeah, I'm going to put these smoothies and... I'm going to put these berries and these greens in this smoothie, and I'm just not going to put anything else in
my
it.
My roommate...
Do you know what you do with that smoothie? You choke on it.
My roommate used to do that. She had a NutriBlender in our room, and she would put fresh fruit and water in it, and I would just die every time.
Oh, hold on. I think we might need to pause for a moment. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that.
Wee woo.
Yeah, I could easily clip it out. So, choose a liquid. Water, milk, coconut water, fruit juice, and no thanks.
Milk.
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 I was going to say coconut water, but, you know, I'll go with milk.
I'm also allergic to coconut.
In the case of smoothies, I always vote milk or almond milk, which was not an option.
Okay. I'd do almond milk. Any power boosts? Protein powder, spinach, goji berries, flax seeds, matcha powder, and no thanks. I say protein powder.
I say goji berries.
Spinach.
Spinach in smoothies is actually really good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It blends up a lot better than you think, so it's not just like eating leaves.
Yeah.
You don't just suddenly become a brontosaurus.
the options again.
Protein powder, spinach, goji berries, flax seeds, matcha powder. And no thanks.
Goji berries.
Okay.
What the fuck is a goji berry?
A type of berry.
Thank you.
Isn't a banana technically a berry as well?
Yes.
So mixed berry literally included all of those options.
Yeah.
Wait, a banana is a berry?
Yeah, yes, a banana is considered a berry. And I think a strawberry isn't a berry, technically.
Yeah, because the seeds are on the outside.
Yeah.
Strawberries are not berries.
So maybe we should have picked strawberry. We're not. Okay.
What the fuck?
Giving Pat an existential crisis about fruit.
So we're going to pick goji berries.
Yep.
Is that the general consensus? Yes. They're sweet and tangy.
All right.
They're very good.
Make it sweeter.
Honey.
I'll see myself out.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Sugar and or stevia, honey, dates, vanilla extract, cinnamon, and no thanks.
Honey.
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 Vanilla.
Actually, no, yeah, vanilla, shit.
Honey.
I say honey.
I vote honey.
One of you rock, paper, scissors it out.
Damn it.
I'll also accept vanilla.
Yeah, we
but
got vanilla.
But I grudgingly accept vanilla.
I threw paper, Dan threw scissors. Finally, mason jar or tall glass?
I hate people who drink out of mason jars.
I was gonna say mason jar. A mason jar can hold so much more.
I know. But every time I look at them, I'm just like...
Yeah, this one has a straw in it.
Does it also have a lid?
Yeah.
Okay, that's acceptable then.
If it's just the mason jar without the lid and it has a straw, it's like...
Then
yeah.
How do you
carry it? You're going to drink this thick-ass drink.
My biggest...
Through a straw when you have a wide mouth right in front...
My biggest thing when it comes to the whole mason jar argument is just, like, I'm brutal as shit with my stuff. I just chuck it on the ground. If I had a mason jar in my bag, there'd be glass.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I'll go tall glass.
I guess our consensus is tall glass.
Just got a tumbler from Starbucks. They're made of plastic.
They're also $30.
I know, but they won't break on you.
All right. We got October.
We fucked up.
What did we do?
What did we do wrong?
What did we do wrong?
What happens if we answer honey?
We went on BuzzFeed.
Let's find out.
All right.
We went on BuzzFeed.
We're gonna refresh and do our thing again. All right. So we picked mixed berries.
Yep.
We picked yogurt.
Yep.
Milk.
Yep.
Goji berry.
Yep.
Yep.
Honey. And a tall glass. We got October again. So that didn't matter. What was the one that mattered? Hold on.
None of it matters.
Mixed berries. We'll do chia seeds.
Yes.
Then coconut water. Hold on. Then goji berry, the matcha powder.
Okay.
I think this is going to give us like a really springtime result. Honey and a mason jar. Then we got August.
That's
see? We're going backwards. I'm so tempted to cheat this quiz so we get May. Hold on.
May is just not an option.
All right. We're going to pick pineapple.
What happens if we pick none for most of the options?
Sorry, Dan.
Huh? What happens if we pick no thanks for most of the options? All right,
we're going to do pineapple, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks, tall glass.
It's just...
We got July.
July is literally just a glass of pineapple puree.
All right. Let's do kiwi.
How chunky and stringy.
We're going to do ice cubes.
Okay.
Fruit juice.
Yep. Okay.
Spinach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Okay.
And a mason jar. October. Okay. We're gonna do that again. Hold on. Okay. No, I want to pick mango this time. This is the last one. Mango, chia seeds, coconut water. We're gonna do protein powder. We're gonna do no thanks on the sweetener, and we're gonna do a tall glass. We got December. Okay. We can't get May.
But we got Dan's
We got Dan's month.
You're not allergic to mangoes, are you?
No, I love mangoes.
Okay. Cool. At least the fruit that you love did not betray you.
So yeah, that was our podcast this week. It was really chill. Guys. Okay. Yeah. Do we have any other words?
I just want to get Hakuna Matata stuck out of my head.
I got a word. Effervescent.
What's that mean?
Okay.
What's that mean?
Are we just going to whisper our favorite words softly into the mic?
Whisper softly.
Pat, what's your favorite word?
I don't know.
Effervescent. It means...
I'm not smart.
Of a liquid?
Pat, your favorite word could literally just be like,
Giving off bubbles or fizzy. It also means vivacious and enthusiastic.
I'm a big fan of the word cozy.
Cozy?
Because it's associated with warm blankets and hot cocoa.
Maximum coze.
Maximum coze. Rhymes with toes.
Yeah.
And nose. And woes.
I'll drop down another word for you guys. Iridescent. Showing luminous colors that seem to change when seen from
different
angles.
Are you a holosexual?
What does that mean? I'm a bisexual.
It's an inside joke with a YouTube channel with a girl who really likes holographic things.
Oh, probably, yeah.
It's literally...
Have you seen the gif of that car? It's a Japanese car, because I've seen the video where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this finish on it that when it's riding under streetlights, it, like, rainbow colors.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's been my favorite thing for, like, 5 years. So much of me makes sense.
I will always have a space in my heart for yee.
Yee.
I don't care how old that video is.
Yeah.
It will always make me smile.
Yeah, a lot of things about me make sense, guys. That's what like this past month has been. It's just been realizing things I enjoy and why I enjoy them, and I'm like, it's good, it's really good. So
wow.
Do we have anything else to say?
I don't think so.
No,
this Hakuna Matata.
Thank you, Sydney.
What a wonderful phrase.
All right, we're gonna go.
Wow, what a great place to end it.
Yeah, perfect. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week. And we'll ask for questions next week, I promise.
Lily?
Bye.
Yeah.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.